Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
The scripture lesson is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Okay, thank you. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into a fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Would you join me as we pray? Almighty God, it is our desire, and we can only do it with your help, to bear fruit. Nourishing fruit. Fruit that glorifies our Heavenly Father. Fruit that does not point back to us, but fruit that points beyond us to the source of life, who is Jesus Christ, who died on the cross in order that we might bear fruit and feed one another. As he said to Peter, he says to us all, Peter, do you love me? And if we were to say, yes, Lord, you know we love you, may we hear you say, feed my sheep. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Israel was always known as God's vineyard. Israel was always known as the one that was supposed to produce wonderful clusters of grapes. You will recall that whenever they came back from Canaan and the spies went out, they came back with what? A huge cluster of right, Chardonnay, whatever it may be. Grapes, wonderful grapes. And that was Israel's metaphor for God. They were his clusters of grapes. But as you and I know, sometimes grapes can become wild. The prophet Isaiah talked about God planting a vineyard. And instead of it growing grapes, it grew wild grapes. Wild grapes. In John's gospel, to bear fruit is in contrast a little bit with what Paul talked about bearing fruits of the Spirit. Everybody has their idea of what bearing fruit is. John has his, like the Apostle Paul has his. All basically the same thing. Whenever we hear John the Baptist at the River Jordan preaching the good news, he asks those who come to bear fruits of repentance. Remember? Bear fruits of repentance. They ask, what should they do to bear fruit? What should they do in the repentance? John the Baptist says, bear fruit. Well, when you and I repent and you and I turn to God, we are to bear fruits of repentance. What does that mean, to bear fruits of repentance? There are things that you and I used to do when we weren't Christian that we no longer do when we become Christian. There are some things that we do now as Christian that we didn't do before we became Christian. Those are the fruits. Before we knew Jesus, we may not have known how to love one another. Maybe the only person we knew how to love was ourselves. So when we come to Jesus, one of the fruits we will bear is loving one another. For Jesus teaches us how to love one another. Who is our model? Jesus is our model. He says, love one another as I have loved you. He is our model. Therefore, when we learn how he loves us, that's how we are to love you. That is the biggest fruit that you and I are to bear in John's gospel. That's why when the disciples go away and start fishing at night and catch nothing, whenever they start straying away, Jesus calls them back and reminds them why he called them and what their role is in this world. And that is to feed sheep, to give sheep food in order to become disciples. So Jesus is not only our shepherd, he's not only our gate, as we've heard in Sundays past, he is also our vine. And you and I are to be connected to him. I thought it was wonderful seeing everybody down here this morning. We were all connected and we were tying those knots, weren't we? We were tying those knots. We were connecting our prayers to these quilts so that those who go out and will have them will remember that they are tied to the body. Brothers and sisters, people are tied to Christ through being tied to the church. You and I have his Holy Spirit that dwells within us. That's how you and I are connected to the vine. That's how you and I know how we are guided to live. That's how you and I are knowing how to live. It's because the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us. We study his word. The word teaches us how to live. And we go out and practice his word. And sometimes that can be very, very challenging. John's gospel says that as you and I go out and we are connected to God, one of the things we need to do is we need to make sure that we have stickability. Has anyone ever asked you if you have stickability? One of the easiest things to do, brothers and sisters, is to quit, to give up, to throw in the towel. I don't have to take that anymore. I didn't sign up for that. I don't have to be that way. My dad worked on Old MacDonald Farm, E-I-E-I-O. Roy MacDonald, who used to own the News Fruit Press, also had a dairy that my dad worked on, and he milked cows with his hands, and they lived in a house right over across the road. It's not there anymore. But one of the things that Dad always did was he always got up every morning, same time, and went down there and milked those cows regardless. He said that whenever a cow got hurt, one of the things that a cow would do would he or she would separate themselves from the herd. If they were hurt, they would separate themselves. And they would go and they would lick their wounds. Well, brothers and sisters, that probably works in the animal kingdom, but it doesn't work in the human kingdom. When you and I separate ourselves and we lick our own wounds, many times we don't get better, we get bitter. That doesn't mean that sometimes we need to get away. Sometimes we do. Jesus got away. He went to the mountain, but he didn't go there to be alone. Amen? Jesus didn't go there to be alone. He went there to be with his Father, to pray. So there are times when we need to get away to be with our Father. But when you and I try to escape being with one another and we don't think we need one another, brothers and sisters, we are fooling ourselves. We're fooling ourselves. We need one another. And if you don't think we need one another, maybe you and I haven't been desperate enough. Have you ever been desperate? Have you ever been desperate? Being desperate will change your mind. It'll cause you to repent. It'll cause you to think in ways that you've never thought before. It will teach you to appreciate things that maybe we haven't appreciated a lot. And to put value on things that we haven't put value on a lot. You know, today, you can last so many days without food, right? We have a food channel, don't we? But you know, we can't last but only so long after water, right? We don't have a water channel. Interesting what value we put on things. One of the things, brothers and sisters, that you and I need to stick with and have stickability with is that when things get hard, Jesus is the one we're always going to go to. You have people in your life that when things happen to you, you call upon them because you trust them. You want them to know what's going on in your life because you love them and you know that they love you. You're going to stick with them. They've proved their loyalty. There's some people you don't want to be loyal to because they haven't proved their trustworthiness. But there are certain people in our life that has proved their loyalty. And you can stick with them. You can have stickability with them. Many times you and I have had jobs that we have stuck with because many times they get hard, they get tough, they get challenging. But we stick with it. We don't quit. We're not quitters. We have to hang in there. We've got to have stickability. You know, they talk about oiling your grill. Have you seen them? They said that whenever you oil your grill or you turn on your grill, you let it get real hot and then you scratch it, you know, with all of that food particles. And then you take some oil and you take it and you rub those the grates and that makes it non-stickable, right? Which means your food can, you know, move around and it won't stick. Well, if you want to make a good pan sauce, brothers and sisters, you're getting a culinary lesson this morning, no extra charge. You want, am I right, Kay? You want the food to stick. You want it to stick. You want the food to stick. Why? Because that leaves behind something called fond, F-O-N-D. And you mix a little butter, a little onion, a little chicken stock with it, a little wine with it, and you stir it around, and you get you a pan sauce. You can't have a good pan sauce if the food don't stick. You don't want to try to make a pan sauce in a non-stick skillet. Write that down. There'll be a test on it next Sunday. You got to have stickability, brothers and sisters. You can't quit. And it's very easy to say, I quit. I don't want to do this no more. I give up. I didn't sign up for this. It takes way too much. Brothers and sisters, we can say that all depending on how desperate we may have been. Jesus says, abide with me and I will abide with you. That from me you can't do anything. Like Jesus said, without God the Father, Jesus could do nothing. That's why he stayed with the Father. He could only do and only say what the Father showed him to do and to say. Jesus says to love one another as he has loved us. I don't know about you, but I remember those persons in my life that I contributed love to. I remember those two nuns that used to eat at Pierce's restaurant every Sunday who would come by and pat me on the head. I interpret that as God touching me, caring for me. When I was at my home church in Graysville, Tennessee, in the Holston Conference, there was a time when I got through school, high school, and never went to church, got away from church. I remember going back to church, and I remember the people at Graysville United Methodist Church who always walked up to me and said, Randall, we've missed you. Welcome back. We've missed you. Whenever I have been in trouble in my life, I've had people who have loved me and who did not allow the trouble I got into to determine whether or not they would help me or not. Their definition of their help for me was more dependent on who they were than who I was at that particular time. They had stickability. I found it very interesting that Jad said that all of your previous ministers who used to be here is having some struggles. I said to Avail, that's why I'm staying. I'm not leaving you and going away and be sick. I just don't have that desire whatsoever. But today, brothers and sisters, God wants you and me to love one another, but what is love? What is that agape word that we hear about? You know, I heard a man say that one day he prayed to God, God, make me the kind of person that my dog thinks I am. You know, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I mean, think what all we have done to our pets at home, especially to a dog. And we go home and wags its tail and looks at us like, you know, where have you been, you know? I can go out and ladies pen and sit there and she will jump all over me and just love me. And, of course, Mary contributes it to me letting her get away with everything, but that's not true. That's not true. She jumps on me and loves me because, well, that's just what a basset hound does. Wags her tail and looks like at me like, where in the world have you been? I've missed you. It's so good to see you. Lord, help me to be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. But here's what I believe is real love. Many of you may be familiar with P&S School Supply, or what used to be P&S School Supply. The owner of P&S School Supply was a member at Noonan Springs United Methodist Church when I was there as pastor. His wife was stricken with a disease that was terminal. And when I went to visit them, I asked him, what he wanted me to pray with him concerning his bride. He said, "Preacher, you may think this is a crazy prayer, but here's what I'm praying. Lord, take this disease that my wife has, take it away from her, and give it to me." Take this disease that's taking her, take it from her, and give it to me. That's love. Of course, the Lord didn't answer his prayer. But there's one prayer that he did answer that was similar. One day Jesus said, "Father, take their sin disease from them and give it to me." And he did. And today, as a result, you and I can abide in him and him in us. And you and me bear fruit and to share the good news with others when given the opportunity, so that they too can be a part of that good fruit that nourishes others. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May we pray. Almighty God, it is our desire as we go from this place to bear fruit, the kind of fruit that offers eternal life. But it's not our fruit. We didn't create it. We didn't grow it. We didn't nourish it. You did, O Lord. So in the love, O Lord, that calls for us to give our life to a friend, may today as we go out, may we deny ourselves in those ways that would offer Christ to others. Prune us, O Lord, in those areas of life that is taking from you, that is so self-centered, that if we continue in that way, we will implode and we will destroy ourselves. Prune us, we pray, so that we might be able to bear good fruit from the very true vine, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Bind us together, we pray, Lord, so that we will always be able to bear fruit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you again for allowing us to worship with you on this Lord's Day. We look forward to worshiping with you again. God bless you.